Hey, it's a little too early for being that loud. Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Fans, glad to have you with us for the Monday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Monday, September the 10th, 2018. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. We call this Reaction Monday. That's where we hear from you. Telephone line 654-ROAR, 654-7627. You can reach us on our Northern Communication phone line. So our Health Dare text line is 864-986-1566. Love to hear from you today on our Twitter feed at Mickey Plyler, at Mr. Orr 24. We have a ton of things to get into. Obviously, we're going to review Clemson's 28-26 win over Texas A&M. I have thoughts about the Tigers going 8-2 in their last 10 against the SEC. Thoughts about the stadium. Maybe the best stadium I've ever been to. Rain, atmosphere, got some stories about the trip. Stories about, or just thoughts about Clemson's offense now being big play, but maybe not as efficient. Stories about the no turnovers, no injuries, only one sack. Reminded me of the Auburn 2016 game. Dabo mentioned that on his teleconference last night. Thoughts about Kelly Bryant and Trevor Lawrence and Etienne and Higgins and Amari Rodgers, some issues on the offensive line. Only 59 plays. Thoughts about the defense playing well in the first half, awful in the second half. Got to give, I tell you right now, you got to give Kellen Mond a lot of credit. You got to give Trayvon Williams and that entire wide receiver core a lot of credit. But some issues at safety. How many times did Kayvon Wallace get his hands on balls? And they're still completed. So we'll talk about all that. Justin Foster has a little coming out party. That's good. We can talk about the special teams. A lot of some good. Recovered the onside kick, blocked the field goal. But a shank punt and then two basically 70-yard punts. I think a 69 and a 73-yard punt by A&M. Big TV ratings. We'll get into that AP poll. Clemson's second. The AP and the coaches poll. We'll get to that. Tigers, we found out yesterday, 3:30 Georgia Southern this weekend, and that's the ESPN2 game. I am sure we will be flooded with phone calls today by our Gamecock friends that will call in and say, hey, Mickey, thank you, all-knowing one, for telling us that Georgia was that much better than us and that it wouldn't be close and that you told us that Georgia was better at every single position. Georgia 41-17 win over South Carolina. We'll talk about that game and Georgia's running attack and their balance on offense and big plays and tackling in South Carolina, lack of, and just the overall talent level difference. Talk about the another missed opportunity at Williams Bryce for South Carolina in which they get blown out at home in front of a big crowd. In the ACC, I think there's a couple of storylines that emerged. Not necessarily Virginia Tech, William & Mary. The first half of the Pittsburgh-Penn State game was, and it didn't turn out to be that way. Not necessarily Miami's blowout. We didn't learn anything there. Wake Forest's blowout, NC State, Boston College, Louisville. We didn't really learn anything there. But we did learn about Florida State struggling with Samford. Duke gets them a nice win on the road. North Carolina gets blown out by East Carolina. What in the world's going on there? And Virginia loses to Indiana. In the SEC, we didn't learn about anything about Alabama and Arkansas State or Auburn, Alabama State or LSU to Southern. Didn't learn anything about Vandy in their win. Ole Miss in their blowout win. Tennessee, their blowout win. First under Pruitt. Missouri's win. But we did learn Arkansas got beat by Colorado State. We did learn Kentucky goes to the swamp and drains the swamp. And we did learn Mississippi State looks very good at Kansas State. Kansas State national championship pictures, are they out of it now? On the national scene, Oklahoma, as expected, beats UCLA, but they lose Rodney Anderson, their running back. Notre Dame struggles with Ball State. Stanford takes care of Southern Cal. Arizona State, let's apologize to all the Herm Edwards fans. They look great. How about Eastern Michigan beating Purdue over the weekend? Houston beating Arizona. Now, Kevin Sumlin 0-2. Who'd have thought Herm Edwards would be 2-0? Kevin Sumlin would be 0-2. Iowa beats Iowa State, and Colorado goes to Nebraska, and the Frost today didn't work out too good. So we'll talk about all those. This week's games, Clemson, 34.5-point favorite over Georgia Southern. South Carolina, 13-point favorite of Marshall. Later in the week, we'll get into LSU, Auburn, West Virginia, NC State. We'll get into this week's game of, you know, Boise State, Oklahoma State should be a good one. Alabama goes to Ole Miss. Middle Tennessee State to Georgia, eh. Ohio State at TCU will be a good one, maybe. Southern Cal, Texas, a good one. We have PGA coming up today, finishing up after rain's been a big event. Speaking of golf, Bryson Nimmer wins the Capital Carpet Classic. Clemson finishes fourth. And then a crazy, wild NFL day yesterday, one in which we saw injuries and pseudo-injuries and overtimes and ties and just all kinds of crazy things. So we're getting to all of that. We'd love to hear from you. But first and foremost, the most important part of the show, the producer of the show, the engineer of the show, the ore that stirs the pot, Mr. Orr 24 in the Twitter world, but number one in your heart, Mr. Zach Orr. Hey, buddy. How you doing over there, man? How you doing?
Howdy. How are you?
Howdy. I'm great, man.
Glad to see you back in the upstate of South Carolina.
Glad to be back.
Instead of the globetrotter that you seem to be in the fall of every year now.
You know, it's weird. The schedule, you go home, away, home, away, home, away, home, away.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the longest of the trips. Nice, though. Nice place out there. I'll tell you more about it in a segment. Catch me up, buddy. Catch me up. I hadn't seen you.
Yeah, it's been quite the eventful weekend, right?
Yeah.
Long Friday waiting for that game to get going on Saturday there. Nervous all day Saturday, not in the sense of the game itself, but we were looking at a lot of weather in the area. It was pouring in the morning out there, as I'm sure you're well aware.
Oh, had some frog stranglers out there.
Mm-hmm. And luckily we got the game in with no weather delays, nothing like that, even though that was a constant theme across the country this weekend and last weekend, weather delays in football.
That's why you played in the spring, not the fall.
I hear you. Yeah, the game was fun for some, for anxious and anxiety-filled for others. It was just a long night. Didn't get back home and in bed until about 2.
Oof.
And, yeah, that kind of throws off your sleeping patterns, as I'm sure you know, going to a different time zone and coming back. And
I hate the central time zone.
It kind of messes you up a little bit.
Hate it.
So, did that. And football yesterday, NFL was fantastic. Yesterday was a lot of fun.
Crazy, huh?
It was a good day, good weekend.
But not for the Giants.
No. The Giants did end up losing it last night, or Saturday.
Are you encouraged, discouraged, or the same with the Giants?
You're encouraged by the sense that Odell Beckham Jr. comes back from the first time since his injury and plays. Has 11 catches for 111 yards yesterday.
Yeah.
That was encouraging.
Against one of the best defenses in the NFL,
maybe. Against Jalen Ramsey, maybe one of, if not the best, cornerback in the NFL. He's still... almost impossible to cover. He didn't score a touchdown yesterday, but, you know, there was a drive before halftime where he draws two PIs down the field and ended up just gifting the team 3 points because you can't cover OBJ for some reason.
Yeah.
Eli looked slow. Eli looked old, and he looked slow.
Mm.
The right side of the offensive line looked abysmal. Eric Flowers, on the first drive, had a tripping penalty and a holding penalty that backed him all the way up to the goal line.
Mm.
But Saquon Barkley...
100 yards.
Ripped off a 68-yarder to salvage his day. And that was why you drafted him at number two, for plays like that, for the ability to run behind a line that is not good and run for a very long time. So you held Jacksonville 20 points. You're right there with them. You got a chance to get the ball back with 45 seconds left, but your punt returner fumbles the ball down the end there.
Mm.
But it is what it is.
Sorry to hear that.
It is what it is.
What's on tap for segment two today?
Clemson football.
All right, good.
Obviously.
Good. So I got a bunch of thoughts.
Mm.
I'm going to be...
How was your trip? I mean, did you enjoy yourself?
Yeah. I'm going to be surprisingly positive today and not panic like a couple people will be. But I'm not going to stick my head in the sand and say they're not issues.
Okay.
So I'm going to be in between.
You're going to toe that line. I like that.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, sorry to hear about Max Pacioretty.
I didn't know.
Traded to Vegas last night in the wee hours.
Oh, no.
They're in full rebuild mode up in Montreal.
Oh, no. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I don't even know how Manchester United did either.
Oh.
How did we do?
I have no idea. I didn't watch any Premier League this week.
I didn't either. Oh, so I'll check on my fringe teams. We'll do that right now. So I want to get into that. Trip-wise, you know what? Meredith, you know, we were worried about getting out there. Meredith got off early. That was last week. Do we have any games this week? Meredith got off early, so we got down there good. Everything went great. Drive down Atlanta, great. Got checked in. Flight, United, good job. Good on you. That was good. You still got to check a bag, though, because they don't want you to get carry-ons.
With one ticket, yeah. With the basic economy or whatever.
Didn't know when I booked the thing in January. Didn't know. So then we go land in Houston, rental car, everything's smooth. The hotel's really nice. Stay in a beautiful hotel. Did you see the picture of Mary on her unicorn float?
I did not see that.
In the infinity pool?
No. That sounds awesome. Did you get on there as well?
No.
Ugh.
No, I don't do that.
You don't go swimming in pools?
Yeah, I do go swimming in pools. I just don't get on unicorn floats. Oh. But they had to, you know, it's a nice place. Great meal Friday night.
What'd you have?
Landry's. You been there? Steakhouse? I mean, seafood? Great, man. Had some crab cakes, had some oysters.
Mm.
Oh, good. Saturday, we get up early. We go drive to College Station, about an hour and 20-minute ride from the
Houston?
Woodlands. From the Woodlands.
That's it.
Yeah. So that was nice. College Station, I want to tell you this. I love the military. I respect the military. Yeah. I like their traditions. They've got a lot of them.
But...
I mean, that's great, but maybe...
Maybe.
You take it a little too far. A couple of things.
How dumb is this one right here? This
one. Yeah, when I leaned back, my back started hurting.
Oh, man.
I got some great pictures my buddy sent me.
Oh, yell leaders.
You know what? It's... Someone described... This is not an original thought. Someone described it before this. It's cultish.
Yeah.
Nice people.
Sure.
The place is really, really, really spread out.
Very
flat
spread out.
Well,
they got a lot of room out there.
Got
in Texas.
A lot of room. Roads are a little confusing. They don't have they have exits, but frontage roads on the exits. So there's not ramps. That's fine. People drive. First time I've seen it, 75 mile an hour speed limits.
And were people going 75?
No!
No.
You got 75, they're blowing your doors off.
Exactly.
I felt like Slow Joe Nemechek in a NASCAR.
Lawless society.
I felt like Danica Patrick. People passing me like crazy.
Did you see the guys that passed you in that left-hand lane with the beers they were drinking as they were driving by?
No, but they had daiquiri stands.
Oh, yeah.
But I do tell you this about what they have about their driving out there. They have these great signs that I'm gonna call in Lindsey Graham today. I'm going to call our governor, who's his McMaster character today?
Henry.
Yeah. I'm going to call all my local... people, we got to have these. They have these signs out there, and it says, left lane for passing only.
That's a thing everywhere else in this country except South Carolina.
Oh, man. So anyway, that was great. Food out there was, Meredith got a little sick, but everything's good. Now, stadium, best stadium I've ever been to. Maybe. As loud a road venue as I've ever been to. And think about this, Zach. I mean, I've ever been to Clemson a little bit, but They went on the road. They, in a pretty significant rain deal, in front of 104,000, and it was rowdy. You know, they end up winning. We're leaving the game, and I respect this, and I'm glad they did this.
Mm-hmm.
But here's an example of how they take it a little bit too far, okay? You're going through, when we're leaving, they are like certain grasses you can't walk on. They have rules like crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Traditions and rules. I tell you this, man, like the Yale leader stuff, that's great. But the bottom line is that they don't take any breaks. Like all the way during all the timeouts, they do their farmers fight. A-G-G-E-I-S, farmers fight. And they do these hand signals and then run over you. Like they don't take a break. Like I just want to relax a little bit during the timeout. You know? Well, we're leaving the game and we're coming back. And I was respectful of it. I'd heard about it. And I didn't know this, we're in this one building. But we're going. We have a choice to either walk outside or inside after the game. And, you know, we're drenched in sweat. I'm not smelling good.
Mm-hmm.
I smell like a hot dog with onions.
Oh, yeah.
So we're leaving. And this guy comes up to me. And I got my hat on. He goes, sir, can you remove your hat, please? You were in a memorial. I'm like, okay. But look around like the Indian people have hats on. It's like they can't wait to jump you to tell you about their traditions. But yet. There's all kinds of kids in there who have hats on the floor with A&M, you know? I'm sorry, man. I ruined my hat. Well, yes, sir. I didn't know. I certainly would never, you know.
Sure.
But it's just like that, man. All kinds of rules and things you had to do. It's like, for a college kid, I can see how, like, it wouldn't be. I can see how they're going to have a hard time recruiting a little bit. But make no mistake, Jimbo Fisher is going to get them going. And on top of that, give Kellen mine. How many times, we'll talk about next segment, how many times did Clemson have him pinned in, hemmed in. He throws up some sort of Hail Mary. Kayvon Wallace tips it and he goes for a touchdown. How many times did that happen? But we'll get into it. Looking forward to it. All in all, good weekend for you?
Yeah, of course. It was better games. You know, the NFL was on Sunday as well, so that was a lot of fun just to sit down there and watch football literally all weekend. It was great.
Joe and DC, hang on. I'm coming to you.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm sure we're going to be flooded with phone calls about Mickey, you're so right about Georgia and South Carolina.
41-17. Old Jake the Snake throwing a pick six in the first 30 seconds of the game.
And then D-Bill says, we'll ask about Baker who?
Why, before we go to the break here, why in the year 2018 do we still have defensive backs throwing the ball to the ground before they cross the goal line?
Don't understand it.
Why?
Just hand it to the referee. That's what I'm telling you. Hand it to the referee.
What are we doing?
I don't know. No idea what we're doing. All right. We'll need to take our first break. Let me talk about Reed's Jewelers, REEDS.com, upper level of the Haywood Mall, right in the middle of it all. I can't wait for you to go by and see Reed's and meet Wally and meet the staff and see their fine selection. You know, you can go all over the place. You're not going to find any better looking diamonds, gold, watches, anything you need in jewelry. They're going to love it. You're going to absolutely love these people. So get in touch with them. They love to see you, love to be your jeweler. They want to meet you. It's one of these places you go once, you're not going anywhere else. So go by and see our great friends over at Reed's Jewelers, REEDS.com, upper level of the Haywood Mall, right in the middle of it all. They're going to wow you. They'll take care of you. So great friends over at Reed's. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. Joe and DC, I swear, hang on. I'll get to you. Anybody else on hold, hang on. It's a Reaction Monday show. More after this.
Hey, Clemson fans. 2018 Clemson women's basketball season ticket packages are now on sale. Join new head coach Amanda Butler in her first year at the helm. Tickets are only $60, or add them on to your men's basketball season tickets for just $20. To order, visit ClemsonTigers.com or call 1-800-CLEMSON, and we'll see you in Little John Coliseum.
I'm Eddie Bennett. We're blessed with a strong economy. The upstate is growing with companies expanding, relocating, and adding employees. If you're turning dirt on a new project or an expansion, chances are you need equipment to help get the job done. With locations in Greenville and Spartanburg, as well as our newest location in Seneca, Bennett Equipment and Supply is your Takeuchi source. And we rent and sell all sorts of tools to get the job done. Remember, when you need to rent it from Bennett.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
If you have problems with the IRS, don't trust your personal information to a stranger on the other end of a 1-800 number. The Green Law Firm is local and looking out for you. For a free strategy session, call 271-7940.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Hey, sports fans. Football season is here, and it's time to get in on the action. MyBookie is the industry-leading sports action website that offers real Vegas odds on football, baseball, and all your favorite sporting events. You can take side, the total, or player props. MyBookie lets you play online and win big. Did the game kick off already? Don't sweat it. MyBookie has in-game live action on all major sporting events. Go to MyBookie to open an account and start winning. Use promo code CHAMPION when you sign up to be entered into their $1 million prize pool. Get into the action and visit MyBookie today. Call 844-866-2387. MyBookie. Call 844-866-2387. Or visit MyBookie and sign up today. No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only. Void where prohibited.
Anderson County is a great place to live and work, play, and worship. Samantha Porter, the Anderson County Environmental Educator, encourages residents to reduce, reuse, and recycle. You can recycle plastic bottles and jugs, mixed paper and cardboard, clear, brown, and green glass, aluminum, and steel cans, use motor oil and cooking oil, tires, and electronics. If you have any questions, please call Anderson County Solid Waste at 260-1001 in regard to recycling and proper waste disposal.
It's officially football season. Fall is right around the corner, and it's the perfect time to invest in a new comfy mattress. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca features both Beautyrest and Serta brands and has the largest stock and lowest prices around. Stop in, lay around, and the outlet's experienced staff will guide you in finding your new mattress today. Open 7 days a week, the Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located off Highway 123 across from Chick-fil-A.
The Mickey Flyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
What were you thinking?
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Priority One. It was so nice. I'm sitting in the game on Saturday, and I get a text message from Priority One. Our house sitter accidentally set the alarm off. So I had to de-arm it from my phone. How about that? Isn't that great? And you send her the code in case it happens again. Can't beat that. That's technology, man. What am I, 1,000 miles away? Like Dwight Yoakam said, 1,000 miles nowhere, and Priority One, I got everything right there. So my first thing, what's wrong with the house? What's wrong with the house? So it's great. We love Priority One. You know, when you're away from home, you get that security in your head. Priority One, PriorityOneSecurity.com. These are awesome people. I'm looking across right now. Zach's in the Priority One Security Studios over there, and everything's great, man, because this high-tech, family-owned, again, that Total Control app, you can't beat it. It's our great friends at Priority One and PriorityOneSecurity.com. We have a lot of things to do here, but the host of segment number two is Mr. Zach Orr.
Mickey, I appreciate that. We are going to talk a little Clemson football because, of course, we will. It's a Reaction Monday, and we want you to get involved here on the show this morning. 654-ROAR, of course, is the number, and 986-1566 is the Health Dare text line. Get in often, get in early, and we will get to you as soon as we can and include the name and where you're texting from on the text line. We'll be more than likely to read it on air if that's the case. This weekend, of course, Clemson visited Texas A&M, the unranked Aggies out there. Game day was out there. It was a big spectacle. It was a lot of fun to watch on TV. They opened up game day. I don't know if you saw any of it out there at all, Mickey, but they opened up game day, and the crowd is swaying back and forth, and it's loud, and they're, you know, beat the hell out of Clemson. It was a whole thing, and he was impressed.
Farmers fun!
Yeah, yeah, everything. It was fun. It was a lot of fun to watch from afar. Fortunately for us and for those people at home listening, you were there and could give an in-person detailed view of what you saw out there in College Station in the heart of Texas. What was your biggest takeaway from this weekend as the Tigers got out of College Station with a 2-point win?
Probably that I was impressed with Kellen Mond, Trayvon Williams, and their wide receivers. And it was one of those weird, fluky games where Clemson was batting balls or barely tipping balls and bouncing balls out of their hands into their hands. And I mean, that sounds like you're not giving them credit, but they made Mond over and over and over there, right there. The other thing is, have you seen the memes online that said that Clemson's offensive line didn't make it back?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, defensive line didn't make it back
because
the offensive line was holding them, still out there in Texas. They don't call hold calls anymore. You know, you got two guys that are watching holding calls now. You got the umpire on one side of the hash and the referee, the head referee on the other side of the hash. And you got guys that are just tackling defensive linemen. And then you got guys that they're putting their arms around the outside of their shoulders. And I don't understand, like, how can you – what are you watching when you don't call that?
You were upstairs in this building, correct?
I was, put it this way.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't get wet because we were above the clouds.
So that's the positive of this, right? But was
I
it
watched
that,
a replay last night.
Was it that blatant in stadium? Or did you have to watch TV to see it?
I yelled down, and the referee actually heard me.
Did he?
I was like, hey, Mr. Ref, you might want to call hold on every once in a while. He goes, yeah, Mickey, we'll do that next time we see it, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Tell God hello while you're up there.
They didn't call one until the 2-point conversion, if I'm not mistaken.
And I watched the replay last night. And they held 15, 20, 30 times?
Oh, it was a lot.
A&M threw 40 passes. Mon Williams escaped on about five. They probably called 45 passes. Didn't call them on Clemson a whole lot either, so. That's my biggest takeaway. I was more impressed with A&M than I was disappointed in Clemson.
Well, was Clemson's fouls, if you will, as egregious or as prevalent? The one that I can think of they didn't call was T's push-off on the Kelly Bryant throw.
I disagree on that one. And again, I see it. Obviously, the ball out of bounds was close. Mm-hmm. But the pylon cam, when you watch the pylon cam replay, it looks like the part of the ball touches the pylon, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know why they didn't show that angle more.
They were all upset about that.
They should have been. It was a crucial call.
Well, it was the right call.
But good, yeah.
It was 100% the right call.
Okay. It depends on what set of eyes you're looking through. On T, though, watch. The guy was already falling down, and T didn't really he didn't force him down. He didn't push him down. He had his hand on him, but the guy was already falling down. But, man, there were a bunch of them in there. A bunch of them. That's my biggest take.
A bunch of them.
You?
Biggest take was, yes, obviously Kellen Mond played out of his mind. Most yards Clemson's given up to a quarterback since Jameis Winston in the 13th season. So that is elite company to be in terms of collegiate football quarterbacks. From the Clemson side of things, the biggest takeaway, is it bad that it's negative?
No.
Right? Obviously, you're excited to get out of there with a win. You're excited to be 2-0, and you're on to Georgia Southern, and it's fine. You went out, and you did what you had to do, and you came back. As ugly as it may have been,
did you say on to NC State?
On to Georgia Southern, right?
Yeah, or on to Virginia Tech in the ACC Championship game. Nah. This will be the best team Clemson plays.
You don't think Boston College can possibly push that?
Nah. It's got to be a weather issue up there.
Your biggest takeaway.
Because out there you can play in front of 25,000 rather than 104,000.
That's true.
Anyway.
And TV didn't, I don't know if you watched the broadcast again already.
Yeah.
TV doesn't do it justice for how loud it was there.
Yeah.
The radio call that we did was great because we had the live mic on the field and it was about to be busted. It was so loud in that place. Biggest takeaway for me from the Clemson side of things was twofold. It was the secondary with guys just running wide open.
Right.
And then it was Travis Etienne with 8 touches, and that's it.
I don't get that. I don't. Man. You know what? Forget the running back rotation. I'm done with it.
Mm-hmm.
Put Etienne in the game and let him run.
Let's get him lathered up a little bit.
That's right. I'm with you on that. On a replay, you know, I tell you another big takeaway. Clemson Kelly Bryant keeping his tenacity and coming back. A couple really good throws in the second half, answering. You know, there's a time in there between this big play to big play to big play to big play and two or three play drives and him keeping answering, they coming back. You get him a lot of credit, man. That place was loud, man. And to answer like that a couple times in the third quarter, that was big. No doubt about that. Nice win. Really good win. No doubt. No doubt. You want to get the phone call? I know it's your segment.
Sure, if you want
to. But Joe held back, held call back. Joe, first of all, I didn't mean our computer accidentally cut you off, but I'm glad you called back, man. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing all right. How you doing, man?
Couldn't be better.
I just want to say I watched the whole game, and I have to give credit because I called into you guys this summertime, and I was definitely against Kelly Bryant not starting, and I have to give credit to credit due. He got us through that game, even though he fumbled the ball, or the center fumbled the ball at the goal line.
Right.
When we was down there. The running back situation, they need to just go ahead and let ETN run the ball. And Vent Venables, he didn't make no adjustments in the second half during the game when these guys is wide open. If that would have went into overtime, we would have lost. We would have lost that game had it went into overtime because he had no answer for what they was doing. Them guys was completely lost, and if that D-line doesn't get to this guy, it's a wrap. I mean, you could just see they was running wild like chickens, man. If he had no answer. Either they was in the wrong position or he was making the wrong calls because they couldn't stop him at all.
Yeah, I tell you one of the things, Joe, is that A&M, it seemed like Clemson got caught in a bad couple of calls in there, the defensive play calls, in that whenever they would blitz, they'd hit the underneath ball, the over, across the middle ball, where they replaced the linebacker right there, the guy dragging across the middle. Or anytime Clemson would, you know, it'd be a crucial deal. They use that aggressiveness and their speed against them. I thought, and Dabo mentioned this after the game too. I'm glad he did. I thought A&M's screen game was amazing. They did a great job of setting that running back screen up, hitting the tight ends. Mon was elusive. He made some plays with his feet. How many times did Clemson have Mon right there at him, right there in their grasp, and he just flicks the ball out, and the ball hangs up in the air, and Kayvon Wallace tips it around. I don't mind Wallace. I think he played well. Muse.
No, he did.
Yeah, Muse has some issues.
That from him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the secondary we knew was questionable in the summertime. We knew that. And for us to get out of there with a W is real big because, man, we was on our last breath with them guys. They had no answer for them, man. It was like, all right, next up. I mean, you know, but I'm glad we got the W. Kelly Bryant. Like I said, I get credit to his credit due. He got us through the game. Trevor Lawrence got a little ways to go. He did his part. But, you know, between the fumble, between Christian Wilkerson doing that stupid hit on the quarterback and the kicker not kicking the ball down the field, those three plays was crucial. I don't know what he was doing.
I thought that both of A&M's 70-yard punts, a 69-yard punt, a 73-yard punt, I thought those were huge. Clemson's shank punt there at the end, that was huge. I tell you, Joe, I don't understand what – and the Christian call, I got to go back and watch it again. Zach, what'd you think of the roughing the passer on Christian?
Have you not seen it?
No.
He grabs him, they run into a lineman, and then he picks him up, jumps with him, and pile drives him. It was a call.
Yeah, WWE. Yeah. He did a WWE on him. That's what he did. And he should know better than that. Should know better than that. But I take it off air. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Joe. Thanks for calling back in. Didn't mean to mess with your segment there for the phone call.
No, it's always great to hear from the people. We got three more lined up.
Let's get to them. I want to say this about Clemson's offense. What was the number one thing that the offense wanted to do, improvement that they wanted to do from last year?
Have a vertical passing game.
Mission accomplished, question mark?
So far, I guess, yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
You hit three big ones.
Mm-hmm.
Two to T and one to Renfro.
Mm-hmm.
What they have lacked is a running game, and they've lacked efficiency, though, on offense. They're not as efficient so far.
No, not yet, because you're running a two-quarterback system, question mark?
No.
Not one guy to get in there and get lathered up?
Last night. No, in the game, I was leaving the stadium. Let me say this. I never, at any point in time in the game, never thought A&M was going to win. Now, and I'm reminding some folks at the airport, where Clemson fans were everywhere there. Didn't look as good on TV as it did in downtown Houston or in College Station. But a lot of fans talk about it on planes and at airports. And I never got the feeling that they were going to win. And part of that is because Clemson just wins games like this, don't they? Didn't that look like Auburn 16? And how many times have Clemson, you've seen through the Notre Dame game kind of look like that, where do you really think they're going to go down, score, and get the two-point conversion or get the onside kicking on? Nah, I never really thought that. Now, with that said, there are issues out there.
Hey, thought crossed my mind when those things were happening.
Nah, I mean, in the Bowden days,
yeah,
you lose that game. And I'll tell you this, we're going to look back at this game much like we did with Auburn like last year. Remember everybody's complaining about Auburn last year? No, they're not going to be able to do this. You made it to playoffs. You won the ACC last year. The Auburn game the year before with the national championship. Remember that? We got out there and didn't look good. And people say, oh, Auburn,
Mm-hmm.
So it's September. It's a long season. There's a long way to go. With that said, we're going to look back at this game. And now A&M's not going to have the best record. They're going to lose it at Alabama in a couple of weeks. A&M's going to beat some teams they're not supposed to beat, either Auburn or LSU or some teams like this. Hey, we're going to look back at this game in November and go, you know what? That's a good win. It's a quality win on the road in front of 104 in the rain.
Mm-hmm.
Also, give me a little Texas A&M Clemson 2019 season. All those receivers come back. I think Travion Williams maybe comes back. Is he coming back? And then you get Kellen Mond coming back.
Mm-hmm.
I got to tell you, man, that's going to be a battle of two top 15 teams, top 10 teams next year in the Death Valley. That's going to be a lot of fun. Certainly looking forward to that. All right, we need to take a break. Tater Chicken Hater, William Delvin, you guys hang on. I'm coming straight to you. Mr. Or 24, sorry to take a phone call during the segment.
It's quite all right.
Got to get the
reaction Monday.
Yeah. No doubt about that. My friends at Katichi want to tell you that this week's a big week because Clemson and Georgia are at home. And this week's a big week because you can go and stay. You can have beautiful accommodations. If you're by a computer right now, go to katichi.com, KatiEchee.com, katichi.com. When you go there, you're going to see, just click on their lodging and see they've got four awesome suites there that are just like beautiful, modern, like high class places. They've got a home there, a cabin right there on the golf course, right off the 10th hole. And they have a really cool lake house there. Yeah, they can accommodate anywhere from 2 to 20 at their locations. You're going to absolutely love my friends over at Katichi. Come in this weekend. You can set it up with a Sprinter van to take you to the game and get all your tailgating stuff done. You can play golf. It's going to be a beautiful weather weekend. And you're going to love our friends over at Katichi. KatiEchee.com. Get on the body track. Mr. Or 24, I took a video golf lesson over the weekend. I'm going to show you during the break.
Oh, yeah?
But there's two big improvements in golf, technology-wise, mm-hmm. in teaching. Number one is TrackMan. You know what that is? The Doppler radar system shows you everything you need to know about your ball speed and club head speed and spin. Number two is BodyTrack. It shows you where your weight is on your feet and your toes, and they've got it over there now. And Jeff Gotham's going to give some awesome lessons and get you straightened out there. Could get fitted there as well. KatiEchee.com. Tater Chicken Hater, William and Delvin, hang on. More right after this.
The Clemson Tigers Network.
Let's go!
It's family weekend at Death Valley as your Clemson Tigers hit the field. The Georgia Southern Eagles are coming to town, and we'll be sure to show them a good time. Catch every minute, starting with the Tiger Tailgate Show on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Hey,
Hit a home run with 2019 baseball and softball gear at First Team Sports. First Team has the best selection in the upstate with a wide variety of bats to choose from, including DeMarini, Easton, Louisville, and Rawlings. Try out a demo bat with unlimited swings or gloves in their in-house batting cage. They also have brand new fielding, catchers, and first baseman baseball and softball gloves in Wilson A2K, Rawlings, Mizuno, and Louisville Slugger. First Team Sports. Play local, buy local on 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard in Greenville.
Big O Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is your local family-owned automotive dealer in the upstate. Life, liberty, and happiness is what we're all about. Big O has a huge inventory of new and used vehicles at the lowest price. Cars, SUVs, minivans, Jeeps, and trucks, new and pre-owned. You name it, we've got it. Trust us to deliver your next vehicle today. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or check us out in Greenville under that big American flag on the motor mile.
Want to make a difference in our community but don't know how? Now's your chance to make money while helping others at BioTest Plasma Center Clemson. That's right, extra money in your pocket. New donors can earn $50 on each of their first five donations. Repeat donors earn up to $310 a month. Walk-ins welcome. Need a ride? BioTest is 5 minutes from campus and on the cat bus route. Become a superhero and save lives. Schedule your appointment and get more info at BioTestPlasma.com. BioTestPlasma.com.
Love driving again and enjoy no payments for up to 90 days at State Credit Union. And with rates as low as 1.99% APR on new cars, now is the perfect time to buy. Plus, applying for your new car loan is fast and easy. Call, click, or stop by any of the 20 statewide branches of State Credit Union today. Learn more online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. State Credit Union, taking members where they want to go.
Certain terms and conditions apply. Rates, conditions, and programs are subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the...
Do you want bigger biceps? Do you want to increase your bench by 58 pounds in 6 weeks? Protein is not enough. 75 to 90% of your protein is wasted and not used for muscle building. Optinas works genetically to redirect protein to your muscles. Clinical trials showed a 12-time increase in arm size and 3-time increase in lean body mass compared to a placebo. Experience Optinas. Go to upstatemuscle.com. That's upstatemuscle.com.
It's a great time to buy a new car, and the best place to shop for one is Walhalla's Ford dealer, Edwards Auto Sales. In business for over 50 years, you'll find a great selection of new and certified pre-owned Fords, plus lots of local trade-ins. The Edwards family believes in customer service and was voted Oconee's best new car dealer for the fifth year in a row in 2016. For the best price, best service, and the best car buying experience, go see Edwards Auto Sales, Highway 28 in Walhalla.
The best way to kick off the day. The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Now, who's with me?
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Well, I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah.
All right, welcome back. Glad to have you with us. I figured out something, Mr. Or 24. I told you how at my golf tournament the other day, you know, when I was in the PD area, I woke up and I had to stay up on that line because I had headaches.
Yeah.
Same thing happened to me in Houston. Not a drop of alcohol, but the same thing happened to me in the Woodlands. And I figured out, man, it's my bed. It's the pillows in my bed when I go on the road. And this has happened 3 of the last 4 times I've stayed in a hotel. I wake up with bad headaches. And I go back, engineer sleep last night. Guess what happened, Zach? No headaches. I don't have headaches at home anymore. All I get headaches, I go on the road. And I started thinking about it. I'm putting 2 and 2 together. You know, I'm a smart guy. Basically, I'm a medical doctor, basically, because I go to WebMD. And I figured it out, man. It's my engineer sleep bed. Is there a coincidence in there? Do I have enough evidence here? I get good pillow at home, good bed at home, no headaches. 3 of the last 4 times I've been on the road. And look, you know, hindsight, looking back on it now, I've had a bunch of headaches on the road recently. I was thinking it's like either dehydration or stress or travel or what. No, it's the bed. Engineered sleep, engineersleep.com. a custom-made, custom-designed bed just for you. Go by and see your great friends there at Engineer Sleep, Congaree Road over in Greenville. I mean, that's safe to say, right? Three out of four bad headaches at home, never get headaches. So, I'm sure, not all, maybe not other factors or variables are constant. But it seems like in my head, Engineer Sleep saves me an awful lot there. I know I sleep better. Reaction Monday, phone call 654-ROAR, Northern Communication phone lines. Tater, Tater, Chicken Hater, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Good.
I tell you what, I thought that Jimbo called a really good game for them almost, especially in the second half, but for the majority of the game. But when he had the chance for his biggest play, he screwed it all up. I want you to think about this. He went to the onside kick at the end, and I think he should have went to the kicker and said, look, kicker, we need a great kick from you. You're our chance to win the game. We want your best effort. Kick the ball and put it in a position where we have a chance to catch it, and don't kick it anywhere near where you see number 13. If you kick it anywhere near 13, you lose your scholarship. But what he did, he basically kicked it straight to 13.
Yeah.
The best analogy I could give you would be the manager in a baseball game, and you got the bases loaded, you're down by one in the bottom of the ninth, and you call timeout until your batter hit it straight to the nine-time Gold Glove shortstop.
Yeah.
That's the dumbest thing ever.
Yeah.
I mean, if you were in the same position that I was, and I'll bet you did the same thing, when he kicked the ball, before it ever got to Renfro, you knew the game was over, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah, because I saw
you were already hollering because you knew he was going to catch it. Just like in a national championship game, before the ball was even thrown, you knew we won because of where it went and what was going on. When you saw Renfro take that two-step away from the guy, you said, you already hollering touchdown. And they kicked it straight to him.
Yeah, the onside kick, and I appreciate the phone call. Thanks a lot there. The onside kick is one of those kicks, one of those plays that when it works, you go, oh, that's beautiful, unbelievable. And sometimes it doesn't work. It's like the biggest dud play in the world. Like, you just kick it straight to him, and you don't get that bounce. It's the third bounce. You top it, it bounces once, twice, whatever, and the third time it kicks way up in the air. And so that didn't happen. But it wasn't a very good onside kick. Jimbo, I told you this about 2 years ago. I changed my attitude on him. That he's a really good play caller. He has a good feel for the game. Still not sure he's the most intelligent guy in the world. Maybe his hair plugs have helped him become more intelligent. But he has a good, really good feel for the game. And there are very few great play callers that call plays off of plays. Jimbo does a great job with it. Their screen game was absolutely fantastic. I thought it was awesome. Let's get to William in Georgia next. Good morning, William. Congratulations, man. Another great win for you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. You guys you got any fingernails left?
I hate to say
it.
As an older man now, as a young man I might be, but now I don't live and die on football games like I used to, but I wasn't all that nervous. I didn't think they could get a 2-point play after driving down the field. Of course, they play good, though. They play ground standing.
Oh, yeah. W's a W. That's the only way you can look at
it. Right.
But I think Deebo Samuel knows who DeAndre Baker is now, you think?
Who?
Deebo. I think Deebo knows who DeAndre
Never
Baker
Never heard of
is
her.
Now, you know, he's talking.
I'm just kidding. That was a joke.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I think Georgia made a statement this week. What do you think?
No doubt.
They did.
And you know what, Georgia, anyway. One of the statements they made was that we're very, very balanced. I tell you, I knew – you heard me all last week. I said Georgia was better than South Carolina at every single position. And then everybody said, well, how about wide receivers? Well, the Gamecock wide receivers had some drops in there, some tip balls. The other part of it is that Nico Hardman is one of the fastest players in the country and the rest of Georgia wide receiver crew. But I'll tell you what I noticed. It didn't have to be just DeAndre Swift. Holyfield and Herrien and the rest of that, and Cook and the rest of that Georgia backfield. Of course, you're running behind just an unbelievable offensive line. But you got weapons on offense, and the Gamecocks had no answers for them. The other thing is that Georgia's defense, I like the strategy. Let them throw it underneath, come up, make plays, get a few tip balls in there, shut down the running game. And as we told you going into it, South Carolina was not going to be able to run the ball on them. If they didn't, they had no chance at all. Dowdle did not have his game. I've never been a huge Rico Dowdle fan like everybody else has been, and he played awful. Samuels didn't have a great game, and Georgia outclassed South Carolina in every single aspect of the game.
Well, I appreciate it, man. And my buddy said, you ought to call and rag them boys this morning. I'm not going to do it because Mickey was on board with our boys, so I'm not going
to
rag him.
I mean, if you listen to the show, anyway, I mean, I told you what the game wasn't going to be close, and Georgia just outclasses South Carolina.
All right, well, I ain't like that anyway. But anyway, man, maybe we'll all meet together about November or December, you know? Maybe we'll all meet. You know what I'm talking about.
I think in December
anyway,
you can see that.
Day.
Thank you, William. I think in December, that'd be awesome. Sign me up for that. Rory is in Honeypath. First time caller. Hey, good morning, Rory. How you doing?
Hello, Mickey. I'm fine.
Well, good. Glad you called in for the first time.
Yes, listen to your show a lot every morning when I can. So, but I want to talk about the game Saturday night.
All right.
Clemson. I heard you talking earlier about the holding.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw that. There's a lot of holding going on in that game. Too much holding. The offensive line for Texas A&M held about every play. Like you said, they were either holding the arm out, keeping the defensive man from getting to the quarterback, or they were grabbing him. I've seen a couple where they were tackling the man. They tackled a couple of times on there. But anyway, I think Kellen Mond done a good job, but he had a lot of luck in that too. Because like I say, he got away. We had him a bunch of time, but he just threw the ball up and the receivers made some plays on the ball, which they did. They made plays. But our defenders, I don't know what they was doing or why they didn't want to stand with the guy, the receivers, and get in front of the receivers or something. Play the ball. Don't play the man. Watch that. I wanted them to watch the quarterback. But like I say, I think he was lucky. I don't think A&M will play another game like that the rest of the season. They was hyped up. Everything was going their way. They were falling. I think Clemson did a great job. We got out of there with a win. And I don't think that A&M will play another game with that type of spirit like they had Saturday night because they were playing the number two team in the country. And everybody gets up for Clemson. We're going to get everybody the best game. I don't think I see that kind of game against from A&M again the rest of the season. I don't think so.
Rory, your first call was a good one, man. Call more often. That was good. I enjoyed talking to you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you,
have a nice day. I appreciate the phone call. I'll ask you this, Mr. Orr24. How many teams would have gone in and beaten A&M in College Station Saturday night? If A&M plays the same effort, same game, how many teams beat them? Alabama would beat them.
Yeah.
Georgia would beat them.
Sure.
Clemson beat them.
Mm-hmm.
How many other teams get out of there with a win?
I think you could argue Ohio State.
Yeah. But point it,
it's a low number.
They would have beat a bunch of football teams Saturday night.
Sure.
Let me try Ray and Greer. Good morning, Ray. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, Mickey. Hey, I agree with Roy. They made the quarterback and receivers made incredible play after incredible play, in the, especially the second half. But we've got 4- and 5-star recruits all over the defensive backs. Why are we staying in that zone defense and just letting him pick us apart the whole second half for 300 yards or whatever it was? Why didn't we stay in the zone?
Well, part of
it. When McKenzie Alexander and different guys there a couple years ago,
we used to
play man defense, and that freed up the linebackers and safeties.
Yeah.
What was we doing?
Several things. First of all, they're going to send out, you got 5 offensive linemen, and you got a quarterback. And so you got, there's 5 guys that can be out. And so you got 2 corners in the game. Clemson, I'm not sure, playing man against tight ends. That means that Trey Lamar, who, quite frankly, looks a little bit slower this year, that means Trey Lamar's got to cover tight end man, or your two safeties got to cover tight ends. I'm not sure I trust Tanner Muse covering man. The other part of it is that
I saw Xavier Daniel downfield cover. He was covering man on tight end.
Xavier Thomas, he also got a pass. Yeah, he got a pass interference called on that one, play too. The point is, and by the way, they did play a lot of man. Especially how they played a hard press corner over there. I thought they mixed their coverage up. The issue is that, you know, when Clemson goes out and signs, they're gonna take five safeties in this class, or four safeties in this class. And people go, why? You found out why. Wallace is a good player. Denzel Johnson, I thought, played pretty well. Muse is a liability on the coverage end of it, and teams are going to pick on them there. But the other part of it is when you do play man and Kellen Mond escapes the pocket, then you got that guy's defensive back with their back turned to him, and he's running down the field 20 and 30 yards. So with running quarterbacks, a lot of times you got to play some zone in there. Venables, he got caught, and to give Jimbo credit, he got caught several times with the screen game and several times with the blitz game, and they dumped it across the middle. The safety valve to the tight ends across the middle. The biggest issue, I thought, was the lack of a consistent pass rush. And then the other side of it, you're talking about, I thought A&M did a great job. Ray, I got to get top of the hour. I appreciate the phone call. I thought A&M did a great job in the in their play call. No doubt about that. Had to take a break, my friend. We'll come back. I'd love to hear from you. I've got a gazillion and three texts so far. I'll try to get to them. You got a much better chance. We'll do Twitter when we come back as well. Our telephone number, 864-654-ROAR, 654-7627. Hang on, fellas. I'm coming to you there. You can also reach us on our text line, 986-1566, on Twitter, @MickeyPollard, Mr. Orr24.